How difficult has your life been up to now? Have you given a voice to the difficulties? It's time to break the silence. Temporary difficulties end, and your response to them determine how you live life after your difficulties. So respond well and live. You are listening to the Patricia Adams Live radio show, where we discuss life's difficult topics. Stick around. Hey everybody, welcome. We hope to enlighten your mind and lighten your heart with each episode as we talk over difficult life topics, help you find your voice and discover that there is life after difficulties. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. Come back often and feel free to add the episode to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Pat Adams Live. And the show's website, patriciaadamslive.com. All contact links are in the show notes, and the MP3 will be available after the episode for downloading. Now, let's get into the show. Thanks again for joining. The purpose of this show today is in response to April being National Child Abuse Awareness Month. And I found some interesting things out as the time has passed in between when this show was scheduled to start and today. And in doing some research and in doing some additional training, and I just found some things that I really was not looking for. I was looking for stats, I was looking for different information, but the things that I found, I was not looking for. So I did not go in pursuit of these items that I found that I have obviously posted to the show page. There's a URL, a couple of YouTube URLs that I asked that you listeners check it out and share your comments with us at Pat Adams Live on Twitter. So that's at Pat Adams Live on Twitter. Post your comments on Facebook. Patricia Adams Live, and all of the URLs and the links for Twitter and Facebook are on the show page platform for your convenience. Now, for this particular episode, I want to talk about pedophilia. And so in doing that research and attending some additional trainings and learning some additional things, I have just a totally different approach to this episode. So during a recent training class on advocacy I attended, they talked about their definition of a pedophile and their definition of a sex offender, and the two were not the same. So this training basically defined pedophilia, those who prey on prepubescent youth from the age of 0 to 13, before you hit puberty or before there is an appearance of any body or facial hair, that those individuals are considered pedophiles. Anyone who does anything to children from the age of 13 and above are considered sex offenders. And then there was some additional breakdowns and things like that that got you into the area of people who just outright are rapists or sexual assault. But the emphasis on today's show is about pedophiles. But because of my background and because of the experiences that I've had, I've experienced both of these, both pedophiles and sexual offenders. And so I can no longer now speak about them in the same category without making this now emphasis on what I've learned. So recently, while I was researching on this, looking for stats, the most amazing stat that I found, again, was also in a recent training that I attended. And so they were talking about stats by the United States. They were talking about stats by federal level and by state level and by county level. And they were also talking about by city level. But the stat that got me was the county level. And there was this one particular county where this advocacy center serves children who have been abused by pedophiles, sexual offenders, rapists, and whatever. And they said this was alarming to them because they ran the stats and basically, you know, out of 100, 99% of the cases that they serve. So when I say 100, not out of 100 cases, but basically 100 percentile, okay? 100% out of 100%, 99% of the cases that were served in a particular county, in a particular state, the victims knew their offender. 99% of the cases that they had served and serviced these children, 99% of them knew the offender, which left 1% being victimized by a stranger. So the myth of stranger danger, stranger danger, stranger danger, don't go with strangers, all of this, you know, it is real, but it is not the only option out there for how people are being sexually abused and mishandled. Their stats bear in mind and support what I believe and what I've been saying based on my experience and my exposure and in interviewing other people, is that 99% of, and really it's higher than what I thought. I thought at least three-quarters of the abuse, 75%, were probably going to be committed by somebody that individual knew, that child knew. But then to further break it down, the stats said that these people that were known by these children were either fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, family, friends, and on and on and on. But everybody who had access to that child, easily had access to this child or to these children, were amongst that 99%. So I asked that you guys, and including myself, on April 10th and April 28th, to wear blue to show your support for Child Abuse Awareness Month. Okay, again, the dates are April 10th and 28th. You can wear blue any day you want to in the month of April or however many days or months you want to wear it. But I'm saying specifically on April 10th and April 28th, these are days specified as to wear blue to show your support for Child Abuse Awareness Month. So I would appreciate it if you guys would make that effort to do that. But now back to the topic at hand about pedophilia. And the one thing that I want to have as a takeaway for today's show is that stranger danger is like a blinder on a horse. It's tunnel vision. It's tunnel vision. I want to say if you will take off the blinders of it's the strangers that you need to be afraid of. It's the strangers that you need to be afraid of. Yes, you need to be aware of your surroundings and aware of strangers, but you need to be aware of who is in your circle as well. You give passes to people that you shouldn't give passes to. So I'm talking about normally when we say pedophile, you know, what gender comes to mind? Okay, this must have been a man assaulting a little girl, or a man assaulting a boy. But we never really consider females assaulting little boys and females assaulting little girls. So if you don't believe that that happens, then I've got some land to sell you on the moon. Okay? It happens. It does happen, and it is possible, and it does bring harm, and it does scar the children all the way up until adulthood. It's something that you will never, ever forget. You can forgive your offender, but forgetting what was done to you by anyone who was against your will is something that you just never forget. It's just etched in you. But through the help of God, you can find healing and you can find relief. And the sting of what happened, like a bee stinging you, and you take the stinger out to stop the venom from flowing, that's what you have to do with these types of offenses. You have to take the stinger out of it. And it's kind of like a passage in the Bible where it talks about, oh, you know, death, where's your sting? Oh, grave, where's your victory? So this is the form of death. Something dies inside of a child or anyone who is violated against their will. Something dies inside of them. And as long as they choose to not forgive that individual and move past that incident, they stay locked in that time capsule, and that stinger stays in there, continuously releasing venom, i.e. bitterness. And that's where the root of bitterness comes from. Basically is that anything that you cannot forgive will ultimately become rooted down inside of you, and it will destroy everything around you, your relationships and everything around you. Everything that you go to do will be impacted by bitterness. So before we go off on to another tangent, there's an episode here in the archives about the root of bitterness. So I would ask that you would avail yourself of that. It is in the show archive about the root of bitterness. Okay? So I want to go back and say to you that the takeaway that I want for this show is that you remove gender out of the picture. When you hear something reported on the news, or you hear something through word of mouth or whatever, don't immediately jump to the gender. Okay? Take a look at what happened. Take a look at the act. Take a look at the crime. Take a look at the offense. And keep your mind clear and open so that you can get down to the facts. Otherwise, you will always walk with these blinders on and think that, okay, well, you know, I don't have anybody like that in my life, so I don't have anything to worry about, okay? So men, I want to say this to you. Men, single parent men who are raising their children, you should also be concerned about women who want to get close to you and your children really, really fast. You should be concerned about that, because I'm not saying that they're pedophiles or that they're going to do anything, but you should definitely be alert, leaving your children with them too soon, not paying attention to warning signs that your child is uncomfortable, and you just chalk it up to the fact, well, your child doesn't like them because that's not their mom or whatever. Pay attention. Take the blinders off. So when you are thinking about the dangers of child-proofing your family from, proofing yourself from sexual predators, your family, think in terms of what, not who. Think in terms of what, but not who, okay? So violence knows no boundaries, has no age, has no race, has no ethnicity, has no gender, has no sexual orientation, no economic situation or geography. Trauma can result from experiencing or witnessing childhood physical or sexual abuse and neglect, rape, domestic violence, per the NCTIC. our intent and purpose on this show is always to educate, to inform, to inspire, to uplift, and expose to you people who have been victimized and they have overcome. They are recovering, have recovered, they're healing, they have healed, they're being restored, they are restored. So from the viewpoint of a survivor, those who are thriving. So to the victims who are out there, we are bringing to you stories in this particular month specifically about the lives of people who have been impacted by predators, by pedophiles, by sexual offenders, by rapists, by hustlers, by manipulators. That's going to be the emphasis for every show that airs this month. It could not saying that I will never, ever talk about it unless it's April. That's not true because I do. So I am speaking to you as an overcomer, as a thriver, as a survivor. So I, as the host of this show, have experienced all the things that I bring other people onto this show to talk to you about. I don't spend a lot of time talking about my own story, but I've had people to ask me to start doing that, and I intend to do that. So I just ask that you bear with me as I pull that together and make sure that I'm giving you transparent information, okay? So basically, my focus, again, is for the takeaway. Please take the gender off when you're looking at people in your circle who can abuse or misuse members in your family, not just your children. I mean, if you have elderly parents or people that you're caring for in your, you need to be concerned about the caretakers because these people have, they have a desire, an insatiable desire for sexual advances towards the vulnerable. And who's vulnerable? Children and elderly people, okay? Elderly people are being raped at an alarming rate in the nursing home. I don't have the stats for that. I am still researching that, but I know this for a fact, that they are being raped, they're being molested, they're being violated, they're being beaten in the nursing home. They are at as much of a danger and as much of a risk as babies, your pre-puberties, your teens, your tweens, your 20s, and you as parents have a responsibility, and as caregivers, you have a responsibility to look out for those who are vulnerable that are in your circle, in your care. So going back to the point of while I was researching for this show, and I typed in Google the word pedophile, and when I got the search results back, the unexpected thing that I saw was a link for the 105th Holy Convocation of the Church of God in Christ. It was a message that Bishop Blake was speaking. So what piqued my interest, not because it was the Church of God in Christ or Bishop Blake, but it was the link said Bishop Blake basically is saying to the pedophiles, get right or get out. This church has been in existence for over 100 years, 105 years. They had their 105th Holy Convocation. For those of you who are Church of God in Christ, you have roots in the Church of God in Christ, in St. Louis, and normally it's held in Memphis, Tennessee. But they have, you know, relocated to St. Louis, Missouri. So imagine my surprise of all the bishops who have been at the helm of the Church of God in Christ. And this is the first bishop, to my knowledge, that has ever took a stand in this direction. So I want to say thank you, Bishop Blake, of the Church of God in Christ, for doing this. I trust and believe that God is pleased, that heaven is pleased, and also that some children are probably holding their breath because this thing is very deep. Any sexual offenders in a church body, be it the Church of God in Christ, be it any church, the Catholic Church, any church setting, it is a very, very tenuous situation. And the children and the people who are abused have historically known not to get justice in the court system or through the church body. But I know that justice does get served because God says that he is going to measure out justice. So, you know, you may get away with it down here, but you won't get away with it on that day, because there's one thing that we all do, and that's we're born and we die. And people say, you know, in between we pay taxes. But for sure, all of us have to die. And after we die, there is a judgment seat, and there is a price and a pay and a wage for those who have misused. And don't think because you got, you know, you repented and you confessed and you got saved and all this stuff like that, your reward, your good and your bad, is recorded in heaven according to the Bible that I read. The good and the bad is recorded, and that wage is in the hands of Jesus when he returns. So all the good, all the bad, it's all put in there together, okay? So that's how I understand that particular passage in the Bible. But back to Bishop Blake's statement at the 105th Holy Convocation. At the marker, the 3-minute and 20-second marker of the video that I attached to the profile, he basically comes and he says, and I'm going to go back, you know, I can't like play it directly for you, but I am just, you know, going to go back and I'm going to do my best to repeat what I heard him say. And he basically is saying, if you are a pedophile, if you are a child molester, if you are a child abuser, if you are determined to pursue sexual misconduct, then either get right or get out. At the 105th Holy Convocation, he repeated, get right or get out. Tell somebody, get right or get out. He says we have to protect our children. We have to save our children. Our offspring are our most valuable resources. We have to be concerned about their salvation, about their security. We have to be concerned about them serving the Lord, and beyond that, that they should walk in the miracle working power of the Almighty God. This is a history-making moment. Now, in that audience, there were masses of people, men, women, boys, girls, young, old, you name it, in that audience, in attendance at this Holy Convocation when this went out. And, you know, I watched the audience, I watched their response to it, and, you know, I think maybe a lot of them were just in shock. I don't really think that they really believe that they heard what they heard. I'm not really sure. But the response from the audience based on what he said to me just was something that, you know, only they know and only they understand their responses. But basically, the Church of God in Christ is the largest Pentecostal denomination and the fifth largest Christian denomination in the United States of America. The largest Pentecostal denomination and the fifth largest Christian denomination in the USA. Now, this was at November 2012, basically 5 months ago. I searched the internet looking for some type of mainstream media article about this pronouncement. I found nothing. I found plenty of things on blogs and other non-mainstream media sources where, you know, they attach this link, but nothing in mainstream news media about this. So I was a little bit disappointed because this was a history-making moment. Obviously, it wasn't something that a news release, I guess, was not sent out, so they didn't know about it. But after the fact, I'm sure people were talking about it. I'm sure it's in the rumor mill. And haven't heard or seen anything online where the media contacted Blake or anything like that to tell him at least thank you for that. Now, a lot of people in the audience, you know, you're going to get upset because I'm saying thank you. That to me, he said this not just in front of people who were in the arena. This was televised. So this went around the world and outside of the United States because there are people who are members of the Church of God in Christ who are not living in the USA. That was a momentous event to have happen. 105 years, and in 105 years, the history of 105 years, is there any place that, to my knowledge, where it's recorded that the leader of the largest Pentecostal denomination, and it has been almost since its inception, and the fifth largest Christian denomination currently in this century, stood up, and it's just, like, amazing. So in response to that, again, I was Googling some more, and I saw where President Barack Obama put in something in place for acknowledging this as Child Abuse Awareness Month and also put out some warnings to people who are violating children. So something is turning. So for those of you who have been abused, those of you who have been offended, and those of you who have been the offenders, you know, a change is coming. A change is coming. So whether this is something that will happen where children are protected more within the body of the church organization, I don't know. I can only hope that out of this something comes out of this, because this is a huge opportunity for churches of any denomination, of any persuasion, to jump on the bandwagon and say, you know, we echo that sentiment. I don't see anything out there. I'm not saying that none of the churches have ever spoke up about this, but wow, what an occasion to build some momentum on this. So it's like, okay, you don't want to do it because you don't want to give the Church of God in Christ any credit, blah, blah, blah. It's not about the Church of God in Christ at this particular moment for me. It's about the fact that somebody stood up and the head of the ultimate head, Bishop Blake speaking was like the Pope speaking to the Catholics, okay? Someone stood up, and we aren't doing anything about it. Why? Because stats say 99% of the people who are committing these offenses are people in these children's circle, in their immediate circle, who have easy access. Is that why? Is that why? Because, you know, 1% are strangers. So are we saying that the 99% are being silent about it because it's too close to home? I don't know. I don't have the answer. So I'm just throwing it out there. But, you know, post your comments on Twitter, on Facebook, at Pat Adams Live, and on our Facebook page, the link is there on the show profile. Oh, that really, really kind of just stuns me. It really stuns me, and it pleases me that on the day, the weeks that I was researching about pedophilia, that I found something historical to report, to talk about, to discuss, because that is important. That is so important to so many children who are out there. Now, here's the downside to that, because these people are manipulators, they are master manipulators, and they exert a huge amount of control. Yes, he said it, and enforcing it is another thing, just like enforcing the laws of this land are another thing. So enforcing that, because a lot of these children could be in the care of people who are in leadership. And again, I say, take the blinders off. Don't be a horse with blinders on running down the track. Take the gender out of the offense and look at the offense, because this is happening. This is happening. Women are offending and men are offending. Okay. I posted a link about on Twitter about a pedophile ring being broken up, and it was all women preying on boys and girls. Okay, so please get your head out of the sand and examine and evaluate the relationships that you have in your existing household, in your existing family, and people who are trying to get into your family. Examine those. Examine them carefully. If you have children, you have elderly people, anybody who is vulnerable, that could be a disabled child, an autistic child, an autistic adult child, anybody in your keeping, in your care, you have a responsibility to keep them safe from offense and to keep them cared for. So, again, this is Patricia Adams Live. And my takeaway to you, and I'm getting just a little bit emotional because this is a very passionate topic for me. I mean it sincerely, that it is so important that our children be kept safe, because they grow up and they become adults like you and me. And if the cycle isn't broken, some of them will become pedophiles. I did not, will not, shall not. But some of them might. But it's the grace of God that I did not. There was someone praying for me who was sincerely of a clean and pure heart and clean and pure hands. And I did not meet them until I was almost 30 years old. But they were praying for me all my life. So I just want to thank them for praying for me and to keeping me before God's eyes. So the difference between a pedophile and a sexual offender is a pedophile loves to prey on vulnerable children from birth to age 13 or until they start showing hair. After they start showing hair, it's the sexual offenders who like to prey on these children up until they sometimes are even into their adult life, okay? Again, this is Patricia Adams Live, and just remember that we care. We honestly care about what's happening in your life, and we hope that we can bring some light to your situation and some hope. And if you need help, reach out to the national hotline, call 911, call 1-800 for a child to get some help, okay? This has been our show. Thank you so much for tuning in. And for those of you who will be tuning in later, thank you. Tweet about this, Facebook us. And we will see you again on our next show. Thank you. Hey, everybody. Welcome. We hope to enlighten your mind and lighten your heart with each episode. And with that, I want to say, please, please tune in for our next show on April 20th. On April 20th, okay? April 20th. So that you can hear a woman talk openly about what happened to her. She has been on so many different circuits talking about her story, and you don't want to miss it. And look at the link. There's a YouTube, not a YouTube, but a movie trailer video attached to the episode, the show episode. Watch that in between now and the show airing, and call in with your comments. Send me a message. And if you've got questions that you want to ask her, please, 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 please remember, keep your children safe and keep them close. My book, A Child's Rights Violated, Her Terrors and Traumas, shares my voice to my childhood difficulties. And my other books share my voice a response to my childhood difficulties. Find links in the show notes or go to patriciaadamslive.com to be taken to online retailers. If you are in distress currently and need immediate help, call 911. And you can also reach out to the National Hotline for Child Abuse at 1-800-4-CHILD. 24/7 crisis counselors are available. As we close the show, remember, temporary difficulties end and your response to them determine how you live life after your difficulties. So respond well and live. Tweet about the show on Twitter at Pat Adams Live and comment to our Facebook page at the bottom of the show page. Follow us on the show page to receive notices of the next airing. If you have questions, comments, want to be a guest, topic requests, let me know. Fill out the contact form on patriciaadamslive.com. Thanks for listening. That's the show. Until next time, take care and watch for more from the Patricia Adams Live show.